Good evening, Kodesh Tov.
Good evening, Kodesh Tov.
We're waiting for a few other people to join us.
Okay.
Han Esther.
Kodesh Tov. Good evening.
Kodesh Tov. Good evening.
We'll wait a little bit. Give people a chance to join us.
Yes, man.
Kodesh Tov. Good evening.
Got a stuff, Hanok.
Good evening.
How are you?
Good evening, Daniel Kodesh Tov. I'm well, Jasmine. Thank you for asking.
I'm glad.
Ruby.
Kodesh Tov.
Kodesh Tov to you as well. Are we the only two on right now?
No, there's a few on.
Okay, I'm going to mute my phone.
Okay, we're just going to wait another minute, and then we'll start.
I'm going to mute too. Okay.
As we normally do with our Rosh Chodesh, we will start with the verse from the Zohar first. And we'll do the explanation or discussion of what the energy of the month is. And then we will do the Ana B'Koach and our connection. So we will start our connection with the Zohar verse from Parashat Yitro, Pasuk 29. And we'll start with a L'shem Yehud. And as we all know, but if in case there's some new people on, the energy of this verse is certainty. L'shem Yehud Kud Shabrihu Ishkinte Bithilu Urchimu Uthilu Uthilu Urchimu Le'achta L'shem Yud He Bavav He V'Yehuda Shalim B'Shem Kol Yisrael Limud Torah Mitzvah Lasok Torah Mitzvah Vayino Amadunai Eloheinu Aleinu Maasei Yadeinu Konanei Aleinu Maasei Yadeinu Konaneihu. Rabbi Abba Amar Deka Matar Taneinan Dekucha Barichu Koma Diaved Leela Witata Kolaihu Kishot Viovada Dikshot Vele Las Mila Pialma Divahe Barnash Vedahya Leya Mineya Ulan Haga Veya Kalana Dehakulu Ovada Dikshot Inun Wikola Itsterich Pialma. This pasuk is translated in the Sulam commentary as Rabbi Abba said, in many places, we have learned that whatever the Holy One, blessed be He, does, above or below, is all true, and His works are true. And there is nothing in the world that man needs to reject or find despicable, for all are works of truth. And all are needed in the world. In my commentary, I have suggested that we utilize this pasuk as a repetitive phrase. Some people would call it a mantra, so that the energy of certainty can be connected with and brought into your life. It's also showing the unity of all aspects of creation, all people, all animals, all plants, all immaterial items, any creature that is created, which is everything, is united with this discussion. And also to realize that if someone finds a particular aspect of their pain and suffering and chaos as something they want to reject or something they find despicable, what it's really saying, this verse is telling us, there is nothing that is incorrect. There's nothing imperfect in this world. And yes, it's very difficult to understand that when you're undergoing pain and suffering. But through the study of Kabbalah, we have come to understand what this really means. Tonight's Rosh Chodesh event, Rosh Chodesh handout, is available on the Hashem website, and it's easily done to do a custom search, which is the white box in the top right corner of any of the Hashem web pages. And the search should be for Nissan, spelled Nissan, and then a hyphen, and then the number 5777. And that will come up for the month of Nissan, according to the Kabbalah. The energy of Nissan is freedom. It's renewal. It is everything that is represented by spring. What we have learned, or what we are learning now, as the month of Nissan in the Torah was called the month of Aviv. Aviv is the Hebrew word that means spring. But it also can be parsed into two Hebrew words. Av, Yud, Bet. Which would be translated as the father of 12. And we learn in Kabbalah that the first of anything is the Keter, is the seed level, is the crown. So the month of Aviv, the month of Nisan, the month of spring, the month of the new year, the month of renewal, is all relating to this idea of the father of 12, the seed level of the 12 months of the year. Aviv has another connotation, another potential translation, and that's if it's parsed into the two Hebrew words. One is Avi, which is my father, and the letter Bet. And the letter Bet we know means house. So Nisan is the house of my father. Now, who is my father? It's not referring to the physical level of my father, the person who I called father for many, many years until he passed Chas v'shalom. But our Father is Hashem. And the house of our Father is the Shekhinah, the female aspect of Hashem. This is the energy that's built into the name of the month of Nisan. Now, where does the name Nisan come from? Because it's not in the Torah. And we have all kinds of different discussions and disputes and machlokets as to how this came about. Some say that it was the name that Abraham gave when he wrote the Yetzer Sefirah. Some say that it was the name that he brought with him from his homeland where he was born, where the Tower of Babel took place, where he was under threat of death by Nimrod. And he brought these names of the Hebrew months with him. But by the time the Torah was given, approximately 400 years later, we had forgotten those names. And so the Torah refers to the months in very different names than we utilize today. And the teaching from the academics is that when the children of Israel went into exile, the tribe of Yehuda and the tribe of Benjamin and the few of the tribe of Levi and the Kohanim went into exile into Babylonia, they again rediscovered these names and they brought them back with them when they rebuilt the second temple. And so the Talmud and all of us utilize these names since that time. If the Shoresh, if the name Nisan is coming from Hebrew, it means the Ness of Yud Nun, which would be the miracle against my falling. But what is a miracle? Because this is the month of miracles. It's not Hanukkah. It's not Kislev. But why would you have a name of miracles if there weren't miracles? And isn't this when the redemption took place? The answer is yes. And a redemption that was done with miracles, the 10 plagues, the parting of the Yam Suf, the giving of the Torah, all of this are miracles that began in the month of Nisan. The question is, how do we connect to this energy of miracles? And if we say, okay, it's not the Hebrew name that's Nisan, but it came from Babylonia. It comes from the Akkadian, the earlier peoples who lived the Tower of Babel and the 10 generations leading up to Noah and the 10 generations between Noah and the Tower of Babel. The 10 generations between Noah and Abraham. What does it mean in that language? And the answer is it means beginning. starting. And Nisan is the start of the year, the first month of the year. That's what the Torah says. Nisan, this month of Aviv will be for us, for you, the first month of the year. But we don't call it the new year like we would in English. As we know, the Torah tells us that the seventh month is Rosh Hashanah, is the new year. So what is the difference? How do we understand this? And it's very simple. Everything in our universe starts at a spiritual level, starts at a level of potential. And then it moves to actual, to the physicality. There are 12 months. The seventh month is Rosh Hashanah, the beginning of the year. But it's really the beginning of the actual essence of the year. And so we number our years from Rosh Hashanah, from the month of Tishrei, not Nisan. But in reality, Nisan is the beginning of that spiritual level called potential. Now, what do we know about this month of Nisan? I've just explained the idea of the name, but there's an attribute that is associated with the month of Nisan. And that attribute is Sicha, which means speech or communication. It's all about our words. But it's more than that, as we will learn and discover. Now, the firstborn, according to the 12 tribes, was Reuben. And so in the ancient tribal connection, Reuben is the tribe. But Reuben lost his firstborn rights, and they were given to Yehuda. And Yehuda, if you look at the name, is spelled Yud-Heh-Vav-Dalet-Heh. Yehuda is the consciousness, the people who open the doorway between the spiritual levels represented by Yud-Heh-Vav of Hashem's name and the lower Hey, the physical world of Hashem's name. This is the connection. The tribal totem is water. Water represents chesed. It represents loving kindness. Spring, we have the spring rains. We have the renewal, the regrowth, the jumping forth of the plants, which is our food source, of the animals bearing children. This is the month of Nisan. This is the month of spring. The stone, the tribal stone that appears in the high priest's clothing is the ruby, which is called Odim. Odim is cognate to the god Odin, which is the god of war for the Scandinavian people, for the Vikings. And as we will discover, there is a connection between the planet of war called Mars, Ma'adim, which is created with the letter Dalet, which means it was created as a doorway to wars, a doorway to conflict, a doorway that none of us really want to go through, because none of us want wars and conflicts. And we have, during this month, the most atrocious conflicts ever. Every family knows it. You gather around for the Seders. And what happens at those Seders? Because the people are not aware of the spirituality. All of that sibling rivalry that has now grown up. And that instead of being little children flailing away, arguing away, we have big adults doing that same thing. In my own family, it was before I was born, I have two uncles who stopped speaking to each other at a Seder, a Passover Seder. And literally, as I was told the story, my two uncles were so angry with each other, coming from their sibling rivalry, having grown to adults, become partners in business, but had such anger and hatred and war-like attitudes that at this Seder, they literally, one took a knife to the other one, and sitting between them was my toddler sister of 3 or 4 years old. Could you imagine somebody ignoring the toddler because his focus was so much on his anger? This is the month of wars. This is the month of energy. Energy of war coming from the creation of the planet Ma'adim, the planet of war, the red planet. So how do we understand this? Why is it happening? We will learn this as we go forward. The house of this month is called Bayit HaChaim, the house of life, the house of aliveness. We need to understand that we are alive. And this energy that we are connecting to during this month is what powers our aliveness. The zodiac sign connected to the month of Aviv is the lamb. The Hebrew word is taleh. Taleh is actually a female lamb, but it's always referred to as the ram. Why? Because we left Egypt, and Egypt is that narrow place, Mitzrayim in Hebrew. Mitzar means to be limited, narrow. We have to realize that the God of Egypt, the ram, we overcame during the month of Nisan, as we will discuss. And the Taleh, the female lamb, the Zohar tells us is the most negative animal on earth. And this is the energy, this negative energy that we have to put up with in this month. But that's why we're meeting tonight on Rosh Chodesh, so that we can take control of this negative energy and turn it to the positivity. Use that powerful warlike energy and direct it against our true enemy, which is the desire to receive for oneself alone. And that's what the Taleh represents. One of my teachers, Rabbi Berg, read this in the Zohar and he said, I can't understand that. The little lambs that children love to play with in those petting zoos? How can this be the most negative animal on earth? So he went to the zoo to observe, to try and understand what the Zohar was saying. And he observed the children playing with the little baby lambs. He observed the lambs as really very docile animals. But then it was getting close to the closing time of the zoo, and the zookeepers were bringing the lambs their food. And each lamb had a dish that was his. And there was food in it. So the lambs started to eat. And then one lamb looked up, saw another lamb a few feet away, not bothering him at all, but he ran over and butted him away from his dish. We've all seen it or heard about it. It's, it's the way lambs are. Well, we could understand he wanted that dish too for himself. It's a lot like many human beings. They want everything. Everything they can see, they want. But that's not what happened. He didn't start eating from the other lamb's dish. He went back to his own dish. And when the first lamb that had been butted away came back to start eating, that lamb ran after him and butted him away again. And this happened a number of times until Rabbi Berg realized it wasn't that the lamb wanted what the other lamb had. The lamb wanted what he had because that's the dish he ate from. But he didn't want the other lamb to have anything. This is a true desire to receive for oneself alone. I don't want you to have. That is the energy of this month. How do we avoid it? How do we stop ourselves from doing this? How do we stop all that sibling rivalry from coming into our seders? Well, first off, we need to understand what is a Seder and what is its purpose. And then you have this funny thing called Chametz. What is Chametz? Oh, it's all that wheat and grains that have fallen around the house on the floor. And it's all that bread that rises in the oven because of the yeast. And we are taught that the chametz is grains and breads that have risen. What's wrong with rising? What's wrong with growing? What's wrong with expanding? And the answer is absolutely nothing, except during the 7 days of Passover, of Pesach. I have been teaching you all that to do proper righteous actions, it takes a right action at the right time, at the right place. And if any of those three things are not right, not correct, either it's the wrong time, but it's the right action at the right place, it's still going to be a wrong action. This week, these 8 days for those of us in the exile, these 8 days of Passover, of Pesach, we have to stop eating chametz. Why? Because the energy of war, the energy of Talei, the energy of Mars impacts that week. Why? Because it's beginning on the 15th day, the full moon of the month of war. That energy cannot be balanced by a human being if they eat bread, if they eat grains that have expanded, if they put yeast into our systems. Why? Because yeast is a metaphor. But more than a metaphor, it is our physical egos. It's a metaphor for our physical egos. Because what are our egos? Our egos expand. They puff up. They do what they do. And if you eat chametz during those 8 days, you are connecting to that energy of puffed up ego. And that will affect your whole year. And that's why the Seder itself, the word Hebrew in Hebrew for Seder means order. We have Seders to put in order our universe by restricting chametz, by not eating the chametz. We're able to take order, put order into our life. We're able to balance this energy of war and transform it from the Talei, with the desire to receive for oneself alone, into the desire to receive in order to share. But there's even more to understand about the Seder. And we're going through classes in preparation for the Seder. But there are 15 steps in the Seder. Why 15? 15 is the gematria of Yud and He, the upper worlds connected to Hashem. The spiritual levels, the upper spiritual levels, we are putting that spiritual seed level in order by participating in the Seders. The month of Nisan is our month of breaking free, a redemption that Hashem did for the children of Israel. We broke free. What did we break free from? Oh, Egypt, that powerful nation. Okay, but who cares about 3,500 years ago? They broke free. What does that have to do with me today? Why do I need to sit down at a Seder today? And we need to understand that the same energy that had to be overcome to break forth from Egypt returns every year. And every year we have created Mitzrayim, Egypt, limitation in our own lives. How do we do that? Through the desire to receive for oneself alone. It's a limitation. It's chaos in our lives. We need to break through, break free. And thus, the month of Nisan is actually the month of freedom. Freedom from the Satan. Freedom from our own egos. Freedom to share. Freedom from the desire to receive for oneself alone, which is the energy of Satan. There are some unusual rituals that come into play during Nisan. First, we have the Tetragrammaton, the four-letter name of God, the name of Hashem, and it has 12 different permutations. But this month of Nisan is the first month. And Nisan, being the Keter, being the seed level, has a unique connection to each of the 12 months. The first day of the month of Nisan, Rosh Chodesh, controls the month of Nisan. But that's true in every month. The Rosh Chodesh controls the month. And when we do the appropriate rituals that have been taught to us by the Kabbalists, we're able to control the month and enhance the positive energy and limit the negative energy of that month. And every month has both energies, positive and negative. Nisan's positive is freedom. Freedom from Satan. Nisan's negative energy is desire to receive for oneself alone. It's ego, it's chametz, it's limitation. Both energies exist. Which will you connect to? Which will you control? That permutation of the name of Hashem, Yud-Heh-Vav-Heh, is in the straightforward manner during the month of Nisan. And this straightforward manner is straight, Yud-Heh-Vav-Heh. And the letters Dalet and He, the Dalet that created the planet Mars, and the He that created the constellation Taleh. Remember, the Hebrew letters are the building blocks of creation. So that big planet up in the sky, 300,000 miles away from us, that's an approximate, I don't really remember the exact number. That planet that appears in our sky from time to time as a red ball, it was built with the letter Dalet, with the doorway to Satan, and we have to keep that door closed or succumb to that desire to receive for oneself alone. And the letter He that created the constellation Taleh, the ram or the lamb, the astrological sign of Aries. And we will utilize these letters, these names within our Rosh Chodesh connection in a little bit of time as we learn more about this energy. But tomorrow, meaning tomorrow night, that starts the next day, we have the month of ER. We can control ER 30 days before it comes into being. And the third day, we can control Sivan. And the fourth day, we control Satamuz. This is the ritual that the Kabbalists have explained to us. We just have to do the ritual, make the connection. And we will do that every morning, starting tomorrow morning at 8 o'clock West Coast time, 9 o'clock Mountain time, 10 o'clock Central time, and 11 o'clock Eastern time. Those times are all the same. They're just, mankind has said these times are arbitrary, because to man, time is arbitrary. To Hashem, time is the distance between cause and effect. Time is a length of a distance that you can do teshuvah. So every day we will connect to this energy of each individual month. And the more we do that, the more months we connect to, the more we learn about each month, will assist us. And as my teachers have said, you don't have to do Rosh Chodesh connections each month. As long as you did these connections in Nisan perfectly. But how can we ever be sure we do something perfectly in this world of illusion? So we will connect on Rosh Chodesh as well each month. But that doesn't mean we don't want to take the opportunity to connect to each day in Nisan that connects to each month. And we will do so. And you're all welcome to join us through the conference call system. As we've said, the holidays in Nisan is Pesach. And Pesach is a sacrifice at the temple. But we don't have a temple anymore. So what are we sacrificing? We are sacrificing our desire to receive for oneself alone. And that's why we search for chametz on the night of the 13th, or excuse me, the night of the 14th. And then we burn that chametz, destroy it, declare it worthless in fear. Nothing. It doesn't exist. Which is why the Kabbalists have told us, as you search for chametz and you do your spring cleaning, don't make yourself crazy, because on the morning of the 14th of Nisan, you're going to declare it hefter, worthless. And even if you forgot it and lost it and have a huge piece of bread in your refrigerator, it's not there. Because your consciousness at this seed level is what controls the whole universe, your whole universe. So yes, you do need to clean. You need to clean your physical home and your physical businesses and your physical car. But what are you really cleaning? As you search for chametz in all of these places, in every book that you studied during the year, as you search for chametz, you're really cleansing yourself. You're cleansing your spiritual levels. And that is the consciousness that our sages have told us. Don't make yourself crazy looking and searching for every little cranny. Clean yourself. If looking through every little cranny helps you to clean yourself, then do it. Now we also start on the second night, the second Seder, we start counting the Omer. And we really need to understand this whole relationship between Passover and the Omer and Shavuot, the giving of the Torah. Because the energy of Pesach is a free gift. Hashem gives us the light, the hidden light, the Or Ganuz, that was put away for the righteous. He gives it to us as a free gift. There's no bread of shame on Passover, which is why we lean to the left when we drink these four cups of wine, and each of those four cups relate to the four-letter name of Hashem. We are free on that one night. The light comes in. Our vessels grow from smallness to largeness. And then that light leaves. It's gone. But what is happening now? We start counting for 7 weeks, 7 days each week. For 49 days, we count. And what do when we count? We are cleansing whatever we missed in the chametz search. We are cleansing the spiritual midot, the character traits that we have, that we want to remove. And as we cleanse, we build our vessel. So that on the night of Shavuot, we can stay up all night. And when the sun rises and we take our mikvah of cleansing on Shavuot, that same hidden light comes into the universe. But there's, at this time, it has potentially the thread of shame attached to it. This time it's not free. But because we have earned that light through the building of our vessel, through the counting of the Omer, it's unbelievable delight. Delight for us, the vessels, delight for Hashem, the Creator. This is these 49 days. These are the purpose. Yes, we go across the month of Iyar, a negative month. The period of the Omer is considered a negative period. Most rabbis will not marry people in the Omer period. They will not let you start something new because you have to build your vessel. And that's what we will be doing in the counting of the Omer, and we will do so every evening as a group for those of you who wish to join us. I have spoken about the 14 days of Nisan, the 12 days that we take control of each month, because it is the seed level. I have mentioned the searching for chametz. I have mentioned the burning of chametz. and I have mentioned the Seder. These are all energy days where you can receive energy by connecting in the proper way to the ritual associated with it. But then there is another holiday at the end of Passover, at the 22nd day, the seventh day of Pesach. And what is it? Most people don't even celebrate it today. What is it? The seventh day of Pesach is the day that the Yam Suf is split. Now, I know that the English translation is the Red Sea. I know the modern English translation is the Reed Sea. But let's just look at the Hebrew directly. Yam Suf. Yam is the Hebrew word for sea. Suf is the Hebrew word for end, sof. Have you ever heard of the endless world? Of course you have, if you studied Kabbalah. The Yam Suf is the sea of end, the sea of limitations, the sea that we have created for ourselves. But we are able on that day to connect to that ultimate level of miracle, where we can actually see the water in the world split. Doesn't happen every year to us, but it happens every year to the oceans of the world, to the water in a glass. Can I prove this to you? Remember, never believe a word I say, but please try to follow the rituals that will allow you to prove to yourself that what I'm saying is truth. There are certain things to practice this month that help you achieve the goals that we want to achieve this month, which is control of Nisan, which is breaking free, which is transforming the desire to receive for oneself alone into the desire to receive in order to share. The first thing is we have a very basic teaching from the Kabbalists and also from the religious Jewish community. It's from a psalm. Shaviti Hashem Lenegdi Tamid. Set Hashem before me always. Well, how do you put Hashem in front of you always? Usually he's behind you, pushing you to do more, to learn more, to expand your vessel more. How do you get him in front of you? And our sages have told us, visualize these four letters, Yud, Hey, Vav, Hey, as often as you can during the day. Meditate on those four letters. See them in front of you, in your mind's eye. This is a tool to achieve control and doing the right actions at the right time, in the right locations during this month, actually all year long. One other item to do to take control of the month, Make plans to break out of your limitations. If you don't know how you've limited yourself, how can you break out of it? Ultimately, each one of us have absorbed from our society certain values. Maybe those values are correct. Maybe those values aren't. In the Western world, we think we're right. And the people over there in the Muslim world of atrocities, of chaos, of ISIS, we think they're wrong. But I'll tell you a secret. They think they're right and you're wrong. So who's right and who's wrong? The simple answer to that question is, I'm right and they're right. And how do we reconcile that? Is by realizing where I have created a limitation within myself. How can they be right and I be right also? Because both of you are creations of Hashem. And Hashem wants each person to do his spiritual work. And he put those people in a society that teaches them something different than you are learning. And it's not up to you to say they're wrong. Because for them, they are not wrong. The only thing that is true is for you to say what is right for you. And throughout history, for 3,500 years, human beings have been taught by their religions, I'm right and the other guy is wrong. And that's false. Because Hashem has created both of you. And yes, I know it's hard to understand that. And yes, it takes the tools of Kabbalah to learn how to handle this kind of paradox. We need to identify any fears, any limitations, any resistances that we have in our lives. And we also need to identify during this month the support systems that we have to achieve that central idea of transforming our desire to receive for oneself alone into the desire to share. During the month of Aries, the month of Nisan, we are all influenced by the astrological events, the astrological energies. Yes, we can take control of it as our sages have taught us. Jews can rise above the astrological influence, but only if you do everything right. And how can you be sure? So let's understand what is happening to us, this energy, this influence of the month of the planet of Mars and the month of Nisan and the astrological sign of Taleh. As I said earlier, every year the worst family arguments take place at the Seder table. Since the influence of Mars is strongest in this month and strongest on the 15th day of the month. And most people do their cleaning on a physical level, not taking control of the astrological influences. This teaches that what happens to the children of Israel will happen to the non-Jewish world, the people who are not of the children of Israel. An example is that during the Second World War, and we had the Shoah that killed 6 million Jews, and the other nations, 50 to 60 million people were killed. It's always 10 to 1. Try to see past this illusion of death, because that's Satan, and death is its strongest tool. No, we do not have to die anymore. Many people will say, but I don't like to grow old. I don't like to be decrepit. I don't like to have health problems. And they're right. That still doesn't mean that you can't heal yourself. It doesn't mean you cannot live longer than 120 years. As I am constantly telling you, I will be around here for at least 300 more years. And you, since none of you believe me, or most of you don't believe me, you're going to have to stick around so that I can you can prove me wrong, or I will prove that I am right. As long as you stick around, that's fine. As long as you stick around, you have the opportunity to heal whatever those limitations are, whether they're physical or they're spiritual. See past the illusion of death and destruction and join the rebirth of spring and renewal and breaking out of our limitations. Connect to freedom in its deepest sense. Every year, towards the end of Nisan, the world experiences the worst confrontations between various groups, be they countries that are in conflict or war, or by groups involved with conflicts. Every year it takes place at the end, the last week of Nisan. It doesn't have to happen. And it's up to our consciousness during this day, as we connect to this ritual that we will be doing shortly, to have the consciousness to save the world from having to experience that. I'm going to read you a story. You can find it on our handout. In the 1930s, some Hasidic Jews from Poland, they needed to do business in Germany. And looking like Orthodox Jews with a long beard and payas and tzitzit, they were exposed to great personal risk and harm when traveling in Germany during the rise of the Nazis. One Hasid went to his Rebbe, the Munkacher, and he asked for a safe passage through Germany. The Rebbe told him that he could not. The Hasid told him a story about the Berdichev Rebbe that lived about 100 years earlier, that he gave his Hasids, his followers, a safe passage passport. The Hasid said, "I know you can do the same. You are my Rebbe. You can do the same." The Munkacher Rebbe excused himself and he went into another room to pray. When he returned, he had tears in his eyes and he gave the Chassid a blank piece of paper. And he said, "Here is your safe passage passport." The Chassid crossed the border from Poland to Germany. When asked for his passport, he handed the blank piece of paper to the soldier who was on passport control. The Nazi soldier said, "Germany is fortunate to have a businessman like you visiting our country. Let me give you a letter of introduction and I will have my people drive you around." Last month during Purim, we removed doubt from ourselves. We connected to the hidden Hashem, the concealed Hashem in the scroll of Esther, the revelation of the concealed. Now during Nisan, we have the opportunity to utilize this energy of certainty to break out of our own limitations and cross borders that we have created for ourselves without fear. There is one more thing to realize from this story. Actually, there are many things to realize. We each have a connection to Hashem. We each can reach this consciousness of the Munkacher Rebbe and the consciousness of certainty exhibited by the Chassid. We can utilize our friends as the creator of the passport that crosses borders and breaks out of limitations. Or better yet, we can be that source for our friends. Have a happy Pesach. And remember, the word Pesach has the meaning of a mouth that speaks. A mouth that speaks the words of this story, of our story, and that's the meaning of the word Haggadah, the telling of a story. It's up to you to speak and break your limitations with your words of blessings to others, not your words of curses to others, God forbid. And the ultimate word of blessing that you can speak is there is no death for you. Say that to your friends. You don't want to say it because they won't believe you. They won't accept you anymore. Say it in your mouth. Whisper it so they don't hear it. But give them the words of blessing. There is no death for you. Do not say the ultimate word of curses. You do not look well, Chas v'Shalom. I hope you are feeling well, Baruch Hashem. These are words of curse, because your words have power. And when you say you do not look well to your friend, you are giving him that energy of not looking well. But when you say there is no death for you, you're giving that energy of freedom to your friend. Does anyone have any questions?
I have a question.
Go ahead.
This is Deanna. I'm wondering, you mentioned that the three letters to meditate on, could you tell me what those are again?
You broke up. Please say the question again.
You said early in the call that there's three letters that we should be meditating on, like on a daily basis. What were those three letters?
No, what I said is the four letters of Hashem's name. And we will do that every day this month. That's Yud Hey Vav Hey. And then the two letters, the letter Dalet that created the planet Mars, and the Hey that created the constellation Taleh, the lamb, the ram, the astrological sign of Aries.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome. We will now start our actual connection, and I know we're running a little late. but that's okay. Please join me in saying the Anna Bakoa. Anna Bakoa, Gedula Chimin Ha, Tati, Terura, Aleph Bet Gimel Yutaf Tzadi. These six letters, the letters of the first verse of the Anna Bakoa, they have a gematria of 506. And this is the same gematria of Ahavatinam, unconditional love. This is the same gematria of one of the names of God, Bav Shin Resh, which is permutated into the word shore, which means bull. What is the bull? Well, it's actually the heifer, the red heifer that removes the impurity of death. Unconditional love. If you can find it in your heart to demonstrate unconditional love to others, this is how you remove death. Nag kabel rinat amcha sad venu taharenu no ra kufrei shayin sintet nun. These six letters spell two Hebrew words, kra, which means tear up, and satan, the negative force that gives us free will. Tear up satan. Remove him from your consciousness. And this is also how you do not have to die. Those same six letters can be permutated to be two other Hebrew words. Sha'ar Katan, translation is small gates. And it reminds us to guard our gates to keep Satan out of our life. Guard our gates, our eyes, our ears, our nose, our mouth. Na Gibor Dor Sheyehud Chal Kivavat Shamrem Nun Gimel Dalet Yud Kaf Shin. The first three letters, Nun Gimel Dalet, have a gematria of 57. 57 is the gematria of the Hebrew word Zan, Zion Nun. Zan, it has the translation of sustenance. Zan is the fulfillment of every desire you have. Yud Kaf Shin is a healing sequence, a sequence that allows you to take any part of your body that needs healing back to its stem cell state, where it can be cleansed, where it can be healed, where it can be rejuvenated, and then return it to the body in its newly recreated perfect state once again. This third verse of the Anna Bakoa is in the month of Nisan, our connection to Hashem, to the control mechanisms. So we meditate on the letter Dalet that created the planet Mars, Ma'adim, and the hay that created the constellation Aries, the Talay, the animal known as the lamb or the ram. Dalet and hay. The Dalet means a doorway. There's an upper hay and a lower hay. Which one will it be for you? Will you open the doorway to the upper worlds, or will you close the doorway and leave yourself in the limitations of the physical illusion. This is your choice. Now we are going to connect to a ritual that seems very silly. Thank God it seems silly. Laugh at yourself. Be joyful. In a month of war, joy is paramount. Be joyful. Stand up. Dance around the room with me. Throw your arms around. Sing. Yo, hey, wah, hey, yo, hey, wah, hey. Yo, hey, wah, hey, yo, hey, wah, hey. Yo, hey, wah, hey. Dalit and hey, yo, hey, wah, hey. 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 Dalit and hey. Hey and Dalit. Yo, hey, wah, hey. Yo, hey,
Sephirot within 10 Sephirot.
And then the last four letters have a gematria of 506, just like the first verse. And you've heard the Kabbalistic wisdom that the end is in the beginning and the beginning is in the end. 506, the connection to Ahavatinam, unconditional love. What do we learn from this? That the path to perfection, the path to completion, the path to control of the four worlds is through unconditional love being injected by our consciousness into each step of our life process. We have brought the energy of creation into our space. We will now separate between the right column energy and the left column energy of this creation. And we will use the 13 attributes of mercy for this purpose. Adonai Yohei Wahei. Adonai Yohei Wahei. El Rachum V'chanun. Erech Apaim. Berav chesed ve'emet, notzer chesed la'alafim, noseawon va'fesha, v'chata'a v'nakei. Now we're going to connect to the various years, starting with this year, where we will have two verses that gives us the connection. These verses have the same gematria as the name of the year, 5777, the year of the goat. As we said at the beginning of the year, the beginning of the actual energy in Tishrei, we said the year of the goat has the potential to be the white goat that is sacrifice to Hashem, or it has the potential to be the white goat that is led off into the desert and thrown over the valley edge called Gehinom, which is another word for hell in Hebrew. It's up to us. What will we do? Will we use binding by striking in this year? That's why we say this verse, Lamentations, chapter 3, verse 52. Tzaduni katzipor oyevai chinam. And we take the first letters of these words, and we parse them into three Hebrew words, satz, ki, ach. And that is where it says, appear like brothers. And take the final letters of those same words, and it permutates into Dir Yam, a sea of tenants. And these words are connecting to this energy of the year of the goat. And the second verse, through one of our students, Daniel Wallen, he brought this verse, he demonstrated it to me. Concealed in this verse is the name of the year, Tafshin Ayin Zayin. And those four letters are separated by seven other letters. Kim ba'adonai Yohei wahei Eloheichem Tadebaku Kasher asitem Ad hayom hazeh. Now we're going to connect to the year 5776, the year of the pause between two potentially negative years. We have a pause where we can grow, we can break out of the limitations. And there are two verses that connect to this energy as well. The first that we will read is 2 Chronicles chapter 29, verse 34. Raka kohanim ayulimat velo yachlu lehashit et kol ha'olot vayechaskum achechem halvim ad kelot hamlacha v'ad yitkadshu hakohanim ki halvim yishrei levav lehitkadesh me hakohanim. This verse has 25 words. When we take the first letter of each word, we're able to permute it into eight names of God. Adonai Yohe Wahe La La He Wa 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 Yo La Yo Wa La Me Hey 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 Aka A Reka Ha. And the second verse that connects to this energy of the pause is Isaiah chapter 26, verse 4. Bidchu ba Adonai Yohewahe Ade ad ki biya Yohe Adonai Yohewahe Tzur olamim. And now for the year 5775, the year that death was potentially swallowed up forever. Some connected to this energy, most did not. There are three verses that connect to this energy. The first that we will read is Job chapter 7, verse 19. Kam halo tishem imeni. Lo tarpeni ad bili ruki. Now we will read 1 Samuel chapter 23, verse 23. Has the same energy. Swallowing death forever. Uru udu mikol ha-machavoiya. Asher yitchabe sham v'shavtem. Eli el nachon, v'halachti itchem, v'chayayim yeshno, v'aretz v'chipasti, oto b'kol alfei Yehuda. And the third verse, Job chapter 20, verse 7. Kegelo lanetzach, yoved roav. Yom Ruayo. And now for the year 5774, the year of peace in the Middle East. And I remind you that that year in 5774 was the year of the war in Gaza. And what came out of that was a ceasefire. And every time we lessen our concentration, we lessen the saying of this verse, there's another rocket that flies out of Gaza to southern Israel. And by saying this verse each day, we strengthen that connection to peace in the Middle East and ultimately expand it so there will be peace in all borders. Wesamti makom leami Yisrael untati v'shakan tachta v'lo yirgaz od v'lo yosifro v'nei avla l'anoto kasher barishona. We'll now scan the 72 names of God. and the 72 names of the Tzaddikim. And the Tzaddikim who left this day of Rosh Chodesh Nisan, Nadav ben Avihu, the sons of Aaron HaKohen, Rav Rachumai, who was one of the Tanas, the people who taught and wrote in the Talmud, Rabbi Shmuel Kelin of Boskowitz, Rabbi Moshe Yosef Hoffman, Rabbi Elimelech ben Rabbi Chaim Meir Yechiel of Grodzinsk. It is the birth date of Rabbi Nachman of Breslov, and you can connect to Rabbi Nachman by reading his 10 Psalms, the Tikkun HaKalali. And Rabbi Nachman teaches us to always wear a smile. The gift of life will then always be yours to give by smiling. And he also teaches it as a great mitzvah to always be happy. And here is a tremendous gift. Kol ha'olam kulo kesher yitzar miod v'ayakar lo lepachad kalal. All the world is a very narrow bridge, and the most important thing is not to fear at all. If you believe that breaking is possible, and who has not been broken in this world, in this life process, if you know that breaking is possible, then you also can know that fixing is possible. Rabbeinu Baruch, the father of the Maharan, Rabbi Eliyahu Kalman Kash, Rabbi Shalom Dov Ber Schneerson, the Rebbe Rashash, the fifth Lubavitcher Rebbe, and Rabbi Yaakov Yosef Twersky, the Skever Rebbe. And the eighth verse of the Anna B'Koach, we say in a whisper. But I will say it out loud for the purposes of teaching. Baruch Shem Kivod Malchuto Le'olam Va'ed. And I remind you, as I do from time to time, with respect to the 72 names of God and the 72 names from the Tzaddikim, it is best to intertwine those names with your name. And I will provide you that tool, that link on our website that has your particular name intertwined with the 72 names of God and the 72 names from the Tzaddikim, providing you will commit to me and I can be assured through my own intuition that you have been scanning these 72 names for at least 6 months. I wish you all a Kodesh Tov, and I ask, does anyone have a question? Our classes this week, 4:30 West Coast time is a mini Zohar class. We will be starting section 64 in Bereishit Bet, which is male and female. You want to know about relationships? Join these classes, because this section is about relationships. Come join us and delve into the depths of the Zohar. That's Tuesday and Wednesday at 4:30, and then it will again start next week, Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday. 7 o'clock tomorrow night, we continue our preparations. We will start to go into the Seder and what is the meaning of those 15 steps. And then there's Wednesday at 7 o'clock West Coast time, where we will have questions and answers. Bring your questions. Maybe I know the answer, maybe I don't. But at least, as we all know, when the question is asked, there is a vessel to reveal the answer. And ultimately, sometime in your life, you will receive that answer. And then there is Thursday at 4:30, where we have a class in advanced reincarnation. And at 7 p.m., we will have a Zohar class on the Parasha of Vayikra. Saturday at 6 p.m., we will have Havdalah. Again, this is 6 p.m. West Coast time. And at 7 o'clock, we will have a Zohar class on the new Parasha of Tzav. And this coming Sunday, we continue our preparation for the holidays of Pesach. Seventh day of Pesach, the counting of the Omer, and Shavuot. And we will also, every morning, starting tomorrow morning at 8 a.m. West Coast time, for 2 weeks, the 14th day of Nisan, we will have connections to take control of each month of the year. Shalom to all. Rosh Chodesh Tov to all. A good year. A year where your potential manifests in your actual. Shalom.
Chodesh Tov.
Chodesh Tov.
Chodesh Tov.
Chodesh Tov.
Chodesh Tov to all.
Chodesh Tov, and thank you.